This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well and ready for a happy new year. Happy new year to everyone. I know that maybe when you hear this message, it will still be New Year's Eve, but maybe you will hear it in the new year. So if you listen to it after today, Sunday, which is when we're recording this episode, if you're listening to this within the week, if within January, praise God that you got the chance to see January 1st, got to see 2024 coming to your life. And I'm praying that the Lord continues to bless you within the next year ahead. And yes, it is going to be a good year. It's going to be a great year. And if you think that it's not going to be a great year based on this past year, no matter how gloomy it looked for you. But guess what? God saw you through to make it to 2024. That means that he has a promise for you that he's ready to fulfill and is going to be done in this year. I don't know about you, but I'm praising God in advance for that. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just thank everyone for tuning in last week for last week's rebroadcast of a wonderful Christmas service sermon that we had done. I'm praising God for everyone that is taking the time out to spread the word of Safe Haven. Yes, Safe Haven is a ministry. It is not just a podcast ministry. It's a global ministry. In other words, therefore, the word of mouth. If you share this podcast with anybody, you share the website that it's on, you share the app that you found Safe Haven on, guess what? That is a mission that the Lord has placed upon your heart as well as my heart to get the message out, to get the word out. Amen. It's not what, like I've said many times before. Yes, the official name of this podcast is Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven. But guess what? We call it Safe Haven Podcast because it's not about Brian Pusey. It's about the Lord and what he's about to do. He's giving you a safe haven to be able to come together each and every week to be able to hear a message, a brief message, be a 30-minute message, a 15-minute message, a 20-minute message, a 10-minute message. However long it is, it doesn't matter how many minutes it is. What matters is, and what is most important is that the message gets out. Amen? Amen. I'm just grateful for today because this message right here is going to be a wonderful message to close out 2023 and to get you ready for 2024. I know that normally we go into a deeper look into the birth of Jesus, but right now the Lord has called me to another text for today, and I am compelled to take you there. But first, I want to let you know right now we are praying for all families to come together, to be restored, and have their faith in each other restored, have their own faith in you and the Lord restored right now. We want to pray for everyone who's still going through bereavement right now. We want to pray for everyone who's coming together, who's going through job issues, who are going through financial struggles right now. We want to pray for someone who's going through a mental health struggle, because during this time of the year, it's kind of hard to keep it together because they may be missing a loved one right now. And the only way they think that they can be with the loved one is if they rejoin the loved one in the way that the loved one would not want them to go right now. So right now, we're just praying for everyone right now. Continue to pray for every church door that's out there that's open in his name. Pray for every podcast that is coming out here and doing the thing for the Lord. Oh, amen. We want to pray for every pastor of every church, every pulpit, and every podcast. And we most definitely want to pray for this podcast ministry and to pray for me as well. Keep me lifted up. Keep me going. Because every now and again, I feel that urge. Oh, my, my, my. I feel that urge to go the other way. But you know what? I am thankful to the Lord for allowing me another opportunity to be here in His presence. Let us pray right now before we even begin to get into the Scripture. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we want to say thank you. We want to thank you for every opportunity that you have given us, every situation that you have placed us in to get us, to lead us to right where to where we are right now, Heavenly Father. And we could not do this without you. We are now realizing this is not about us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for every church door that is opening in your name. We pray for every pastor that's got to preach, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray for every podcast ministry, for every podcast preacher, oh, Heavenly Father. We're praying for this one right here, oh, Heavenly Father. We're praying for me right now. Keep me lifted up, oh, Heavenly Father. For you know that some days that I feel the struggle and the urge to go the opposite direction. But I'm praising your name right now that you keep me on the path that you have set before me. And said before for everyone else. Right now we pray that you just bless the message in advance. Bless the messenger. And we pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture today is going to be coming from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. Once again, that's Isaiah chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears, and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, be healed. Be healed. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, just use me right now, Heavenly Father, because you know what has to be said and what has to be done, oh Heavenly Father. Empty out my spirit right now. Fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be healed. Verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" Think about that for a minute. Whom shall I send? You know, I bet you every now and again you wonder about that. You might be sitting in a church one Sunday and you'd probably be hearing the pastor preaching about a message similar to this one and wondering if God is asking that question, and you just happen to be in the eye line or eyesight or within earshot to be able to hear that question. You're probably wondering, should it be me? If you feel something in your spirit just welling up saying, you got to do it. You got to do it. Matter of fact, I'll give you a better example. It's like when the doors of the church are open and you're feeling a tug on your heart. You know that you have not been active in the church. And you know you haven't been active in a ministry, even if you are a part of a church. And you're feeling that tug. You're feeling that tug in you. And you're feeling the Holy Ghost is quenching up a fire up in you. And the fire is shut up in your bones. You don't know what to do. You're probably like saying, "What do I do? What do I do?" And this is when you have to answer that question. Here am I. Send me. That's when you walk down that aisle and you give the pastor your hand, but you give the Lord your heart and soul and the rest of you. It's kind of hard to do that when you're going through struggles. Amen. A lot of us think it's easy. A lot of us, when we're looking from the outside, looking in, we see somebody else and we're thinking that what they're going through is simple. What you're going through is hard. But little do you know, maybe they were at a different, maybe they're in a different chapter in the same book. You just happen to be a few chapters behind. But don't worry. They're there. They're around to show you that, hey, if you stick around for a few chapters, your story's about to get better. You're going from the nadir of the story where it's like you're at the lowest of the lows. But guess what? This is when the Lord is about to change your shit. He's about to change your paradigm. He's about to shift you into the next chapter. I know that I've lost somebody right now. But you know, one of the things I'm going to let you know, I'm going to back up and let you realize one thing. That is the question. Whom shall I send? God is asking that question every day when he sees one of us out here on the streets, in our houses, in our schools, in our jobs, wherever we are. He's asking always. He's probably saying it right now. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Who will go for us? Who shall we send? He's probably saying that right now. And you know what? If you're one person right now that's saying, here am I. Send me. I hope you're praising the Lord right now. If I had interaction right now, I would ask for you to give me some hand emojis. Give me some clapping emojis. Give me something. Give me a message. Give me a hint that this is reaching you right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good today. I'm not just feeling good because I'm doing this podcast. I'm not just feeling good because I'm preaching this to you. I'm feeling good because the Lord woke me up this morning. He didn't have to wake me up this morning in my right mind. He didn't have to send me on my way. Because you know what? He could have kept me in the bed. Matter of fact, I might have been crossed over if it wasn't for the Lord right now. How about you? Aren't you glad that he woke you up this morning? Yes, you're going through financial struggles. Yes. You have relationship issues. Yes, you're not where you want to be. Yes, you're probably going through some things that nobody can understand but you. But guess what? But God, he has woke you up. He has woken you up this morning to give you another chance to fulfill your purpose. Yes, I know. I hear you right now. You're saying, Rev, I don't know what my purpose is. You're talking about this purpose. What is this purpose? Well, let me tell you something right now. You're asking the wrong guy. You need to look up to the heavens and ask the Lord, Lord, what is my purpose? Amen. Every now and again, I look at the sky and say, Lord, what is my purpose? And you want to know what he told me for me? He said, it's to do this. It's to get the message out any way that you can. If it's on a podcast, get it on a podcast. If it's on a pulpit, get it on a pulpit. If they're not going to invite you to the pulpit, you create the pulpit. Because guess what? Here is your pulpit. You're on a podcast and you're giving yourself another opportunity. That means that's what the Lord is telling me. And he also says this, you keep the door open for other ministers. You open the doors for them because guess what? Someone opened the door for you. Give it back. Pay it forward. Give it to somebody else. Matter of fact, you might even inspire somebody to do what you're doing right now. Amen. In this message of being healed, you have to know one thing, and we already touched on it. Point one, you were saved for a purpose. For those who don't want to rewind it, I will say it one more time for note takers. You were saved for a purpose. After Isaiah answered that question saying, here am I, because who do you think was writing this? I didn't write this scripture. If I wrote the scripture, it would have been very different. So I'm glad Isaiah wrote it. So that's who answered the question here. After he said that in verse 8b, here am I, send me. Here's the first thing that the Lord said, dude. He said, go and say this to the people. Keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. I know one of the first things you're thinking is like, what in the world is the Lord talking about? He's saying, keep listening, but don't comprehend it. It's kind of like saying you're going out there just talking blah, 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 blah. Matter of fact, we're talking like the people in the Charlie Brown cartoons going, womp, 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 womp. But we don't understand, but we can't comprehend it. We hear them going, womp, 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 but we can't comprehend what they're saying. And then also he's saying, keep looking, but do not understand. When did we become this old ancient cartoon, Mr. Magoo? The guy that couldn't see far, couldn't see close either. Or when did we become Mr. Magoo? And when did we get on Charlie Brown? Amen. When did this happen? Well, let me tell you something, beloved. This is what the Lord, I prayed on this one. And I asked the Lord, I asked the Holy Ghost as well. I said, please tell me, what does these two things mean? What does the keep listening but do not comprehend and keep looking but do not understand mean, Lord? He said, don't even look it up in the books, Brian. This is what the Lord told me. He said, keep listening. That means keep your ears open. That means never shut down your ears. Sometimes if you comprehend too much, you might miss the point. Amen. Let me say it again. If you keep listening, if you try to comprehend, you might miss the point. In other words, that means we got to stop overthinking our situation. Amen. That's what that first part means. That means we got to stop overthinking things that are happening in our lives. Yes, a person doesn't want to talk to you. It doesn't mean they don't like you. It just means they're going through something and they're trying to spare you and themselves from breaking your heart. Amen. They don't want you on that same roller coaster as they're on. If you aren't able to get them off the roller coaster, they don't want to bring you on and attach you and have you ride the circles and the loops and everything that you probably make you go and whatnot. So they're trying to tell you what the Lord is saying in that part. He's trying to say, don't overthink. That's the first part. That's to keep listening and don't comprehend. So I asked the Lord again. I said, what is to keep looking but do not understand? And he said, this one is a little bit more complex, Brian. This one is going to be more interesting to relate to the world. But I'm going to give it to you in the most layman terms possible. He says, as you're looking, don't try to understand what you're looking at. Because sometimes what you're looking at is not for you to see. Amen. I know that didn't make any sense. So I asked the Lord to try and break it down a little bit more than that. And he said, okay, that one doesn't work. When I say keep looking but do not understand, it means you keep your eye on the ultimate prize. Don't try to put your focus on something, the goal that wasn't for you. Don't focus on somebody else's joy. Don't focus on somebody else's pain and sorrow. If it is not, building you up, don't let it tear you down. Amen. So if you don't understand it, don't try to understand it. Amen. Because maybe that's not for you. That's not your blessing. That is not for you. But it's for someone else. That, in other words, it's like me looking at, let me just throw out a name. I'm not even going to say that I know this person. Let's just say I had an imaginary friend named David. All right, let's just say David. And David, it has a call to be the president. All right? My call is to be who I am. But I can't focus completely on David's blessing and say, why can't I have that blessing, Lord? Because the Lord is saying, that's not for you. That's not for you to understand. That's like David's call is not to be me, a preacher of this magnitude. And guess what? David's not going to understand this blessing no more than I can understand his blessing to be a president. Amen. I'm not saying just the president of the United States. I'm saying president of a corporation, the CEO, the founder, and all that good stuff of a great business, a Fortune 500 company. That's probably not my blessing. So if I don't understand it, why am I looking at it and saying, what is going on? That means I'm taking my eyes off the prize. I'm taking the eyes off my blessing. That's what that means. That's what these two, those two sentences, that one sentence broken down into two means. Amen. I know I just went over somebody's head, but we're going to have to remember that. Put a pin there. We might come back to it. Once you realize that you were saved for a purpose, you have to remember this. You are the legacy of someone great. I'm going to say it again for the note takers. You are the legacy of someone great. I love how it's broken down in Scripture in most cases. But, you know, one thing that I forgot to do, because we didn't take time to address it. So like I normally say, when you get an opportunity, read this entire chapter 6 in its entirety on your own time. Because here's something that got me, and I didn't think about it at the time. Verses 5 through 7, very deep. Because Isaiah says something to me that reminded me of my original walk almost 20 years ago. It says here, and I said, woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." I don't know about you right now, but that made me shout for glory. Hallelujah. Because it reminded me of something. Because where I was 20 years ago, I remember where I was 20 years ago. I was at a church, at a big church with a well-known pastor. He controversial at some points, but mighty in whenever he got in the pulpit. I remember sitting in the audience, still not sure if this is what I wanted to do. And then I reached out to another minister and saying, I was called into the ministry. Did I know that I was going to be doing what I'm doing today? No, because there was a legacy being imprinted. I had grown up in my family with a few uncles and cousins and whatnot that were preachers. I listened to them. I looked at them. I remember sitting under my great uncle who passed away this past year. And I remember sitting there listening to him preach. I remember sitting listening to him teach. Matter of fact, even up to the point of his last days on earth, I was still learning from him. I was still sitting under the learning tree. He always greeted me as preacher, and I always said pastor to him because he was one time my pastor. And you know one thing he taught me? He taught me how to continue to do this thing even if I'm not feeling it. Amen. He also told me to always be prepared with a word in my heart, in my Bible. I used to carry a big Bible in a Bible carrying bag. I always had a sermon in there. Matter of fact, I pulled one out a few weeks ago. You may have heard it. I'm not going to tell you which one it is because you know what? I want to let you find out for yourself. Amen. Let you listen to some of this other podcast messages that are out there. You might learn something. Amen. It reminded me that I am trying and fulfilling a legacy. Amen. Yes, he was my great uncle. Yes, on my mother's side. Yes. But you know what? That didn't stop us from being connected in the ministry, in the Lord. And quite frankly, like I say at his funeral, as part of a tag team eulogy of ministers, I said, I looked up to him. He taught me things that a lot of people will never know. I sat under the learning tree. I sat in cars with him, riding up and down the highways of Tennessee, where he grew up at. And you know what? One of the things I remember the most was that he was patient with me. Even though I moved on to other places, he was still supporting me in the distance. I know, maybe I don't know for certain, but I know he probably listened to my podcast before he passed away. I know he probably was supporting me even when I didn't even know it, amen, when I was feeling at the lowest of my lows. But then something hit me, but right before today, matter of fact, it hit me on Christmas Day. And you know, one of the things that hit me on Christmas Day, it reminded me of one thing. I am fulfilling a legacy. I am moving into a different chapter. I know one person I'm inspiring right now. He's my nephew, one of my nephews. I'm probably inspiring both, but I know about one in particular. He looks up to me. Whenever he sees me in the pulpit, he is moved by 1,000 times over. And you know what? That moves me. That encourages me. Who knows? He might be a preacher one day himself. The Lord might call him to do this thing to fulfill a family legacy. Amen. And I don't know about you. You don't have to be a preacher to understand what I'm saying. We're all fulfilling a legacy of some kind, whether you're a deacon, a choir member, an usher, or somebody who's just a bench member. Oh, yes, even a bench member is fulfilling a legacy, because sooner or later, you're going to jump off that bench and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I've seen a lot of people, I don't understand this sometimes. I sit in the church and I see people just sitting there just staring at the preacher. I'm like, one day, it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. You're going to understand what the preacher is talking about. Because right now you're seeing people doing the hooping and hollering, but you don't understand that where that hooping and hollering is coming from. A lot of us have gone through some things that nobody should ever go through. Amen. I've been through some things that nobody would ever believe I've been through. But guess what? But God got me through it. He saw me through it because he made sure that I was able to see and to hear in the way that I was supposed to see and hear. Amen. After you realize you were saved for a purpose, and after you realize that you are the legacy of someone great, it's the best part. You are healed. I'll say it again. You are healed. You know, as we wrap it up, and in the text, it says this: make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears, and shut their eyes, so they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed. Other words, to wrap that all up, what we talked about earlier with the keep listening and the keep looking part, this is where it all makes sense. Other words, we have to change the way we see things. We got to change the way we hear things. We got to change the way we comprehend it. And that's the only way we're going to get healed. If we continue to look at this from a man point of view, we are only going to get the man's solution. So what we have to do in turn is to turn to the Lord. We have to understand that we have to think like the Lord sometimes. That means sometimes we got to see like the Lord sees sometimes in order to understand where we're supposed to be. We got to understand what our purpose is. Yes, we all have a purpose. Amen. Some people may be thinking when they see me in public, they be thinking, oh, Reverend Brian should be sitting in a church doing the pastoral things and be sitting under somebody, blah, 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 or doing this and doing that. He should be in every church. He should be in a building right now. But guess what? That is not what the Lord called me to do right now. Maybe he's called me to do that in 2024. You never know. But as of right now, he's saying, I got a different mission for you, Brian. You're going to use every gift that I've ever given you in life to do this. Amen. Yes, I used to sit in my room and record fake radio shows. I used to record my own music. That's right. Amen. On a tape deck, a dual tape deck karaoke radio. Amen. I did that for many years until it broke down. Amen. But guess what? I used that skill. I used that gift. I took it to other churches. I was part of media ministries. I worked in their audio department, even though I was more or less trained to do video. But I taught myself how to do audio because the Lord gave me a gift to experiment. Amen. And the next thing you know, here we are. Podcast. Didn't know it would ever exist. Didn't know there was supposed to exist. But here we are today. I'm doing a podcast that's worldwide. Amen. I didn't just do this just for the heck of it. Matter of fact, this podcast wasn't even designed for this. But you know what? The Lord shifted me. He gave me a paradigm shift, and he called it COVID-19. He told me that it was time to make safe haven a reality. And you know what? That's why I'm here today. That's when he told me inside, you're healed. You're healed from whatever you're going through. Yes, you're healed from your sickness. You're healed from your depression. You're going to be healed from everything that has been hurting you. 2023 was a tough time for me and may have been a tough time for you. But guess what? God has seen me through and he's seen you through as well to get to the next chapter. Guess what the next chapter is? It's 2024. We're about to walk into our destiny in a way that we have never seen before. That's right. 2024 is all different. It's going to be great. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be magnificent because God has got us covered. He has healed us from the things that was hurting us from the get-go. Let me tell you a quick story and then I'm done. 2023 began with me working a job I couldn't stand. Working outside, getting in and out of cars, taking pictures of cars, inspecting cars. That was my job. Then something happened mid-year. It was a sad tragedy in my behalf. Lost a few family members in an accident. And I couldn't go back to that job. When I finally arranged to go back to the job, found a way in my heart and in my soul to go back and make it work, they let me go the day I came back. It hurt me. For a month, I sat at home on my knees and I prayed. I prayed for two things. I prayed to get a better job. I prayed to be able to go back to a job that nobody ever thought I would want to go back to. Amen. I'm not going to say what happened with that part, but he gave me a job. No better, slightly better than what I had because I was working inside. Hours were decent. Still had weekends off. Still was able to go to church and worship. But you want to know that saying? God heard my cry. I may not enjoyed it. May not have enjoyed what I've been doing. But you know what? God has seen me through. He has seen me through more things than I could have imagined. I could still be jobless. I could still be hungry for more. I could still be doing what I was doing. Matter of fact, I could have continued to work at that other job and not gotten fired if I had done things the proper way. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is this. He healed me from something. The Lord healed me from something through this experience. He healed me from self-hurt. He healed me from self-pity. I never asked for pity from anybody else, but I always looked inside myself and pitied myself for the choices I made. Amen. But I made these choices. But you know what? One thing I looked at and I was reflecting with a friend who I adopted as a family member. And you know, one thing I told him, I said, I'm proud of you. Everything that you've been doing as a mother, as a wife, and as a budding business person. And you know what? That moved me a whole lot more because I learned in saying that I am healed. I'm able to look at somebody else and say, you're beautiful. You're authentically amazing. And then one person came back and said it to me. I didn't think it was coming. One person even told me as well. They said, you're worthy of being a husband one day because you have the traits. It's just sad that they haven't found that person yet. But you know what? I have faith that I will. Amen. I may not be with the person I want to be with or need to be with, but guess what? God is going to see me through. 2024 is my breakthrough year. Amen. And it's also going to be your breakthrough year for whatever your situation may be. That was my testimony. What is yours? What is your testimony? What have you been going through? What have you been feeling down about, but now and out about? But guess what? I got good news for you. God has seen you through. He has seen you to this point because a lot of us didn't make it to 2024. A lot of us didn't get a chance to see the greatness that the Lord is about to bless us with. Amen? You're blessed. You're healed. I know you're healed. You want to know how I know you're healed? You're here right now. You're sitting in your bedroom. You're sitting in your living room. You're watching or listening through your television. You might be even hearing me in your car right now. Or you're sitting in the break room, sitting there listening to me say, oh, hallelujah. I got to get back to the floor. But I got to put a pause on this because, quite frankly, you are hitting on something, Reverend, and I'm so proud of you. Amen? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. This ministry right here is going to be going for a very long time. Amen. Because the Lord is going to make sure he sees through me that it gets done. Amen. Even if you hear me or you hear a friend or someone else that I know can bless you just about as well as the Lord is using me to bless you with. Guess what? They're going to come on here too. They're going to bless you. And let me tell you something. It's going to be a blessed day. Amen. And one day, I'm putting it down on today. You can mark my words as a December 31st, 2023, before we even see January 1st, 2024. I'm going to tell you right now, we are going to walk into a building. We are going to be in service, in worship, in the house. Amen. We're going to do the thing like we've never done before. Amen. Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray right now that this just touched someone right now. We pray that it blessed someone right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that as we share this message with our friends, family, loved ones, even our enemies and our frenemies right now, Heavenly Father, we pray that there is a blessing to them as well, Heavenly Father. We pray for anybody who is going through some pains right now. We pray that you just heal us right now. Right now, at this very moment, we are healed. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. I want to thank everyone for listening to this message today. I pray that it touched someone. If it has touched you in a certain way, and if you feel like you want to donate to the ministry of Safe Haven, there's now two ways you can do it. You can go onto our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org, and you can go to the click on the section of donations. You just continue to click on. It'll take you straight to the link to go to our Cash App page where you can donate through Cash App. If you just want to go straight through our Cash App, you can donate at $BrianPugsley. Once again, that's $BrianPugsley. You can donate anywhere ranging from $1 to $1,000 or even more than that, if you feel so generous and you feel that it's in your heart to do so. That is one way to do it. For those who have prayer requests and prayer concerns, you can go straight to the same page at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to our ministry contact /prayer requests. Send in a prayer request. We'll definitely keep you in our prayers. We want to continue to lift up our good friend, Minister Jessica Funches, as she is releasing a book. She has released a book out there. I will give you more information on that next week. I forgot to write down the information, but it's a great book. It's on sale right now. If you are able to do so, please get that book. You can look it up, her name, at least. Minister Jessica, I don't have the information in front of me as I'm delivering this podcast. If you're listening, just want to let everybody know, Jessica Funches, F-U-N-C-H-E-S-S. Look her up out there on Amazon. It's on Kindle only, so therefore, if you have a Kindle, this is a great opportunity to e-book it. Physical books will be coming soon, according to her. You can do that. Go on Amazon.com for that. For anyone else out there that needs prayer, that's great. For anyone who is interested in having Reverend Brian Pusey come to your church or preach or a guest speak on your podcast, now is a great time to do so, because this coming year, I'm opening the doors for ministry, not just for me to just be on here. I want to come to your church. I want to bless your podcast ministry. I want to bless everyone that gives the opportunity to hear what the Lord has given me. This is a great time. You can go to our ministry contact section at www.safehavenpodcast.org, and you can leave the information on there. I will definitely get back to you ASAP. If you're a minister who I've never heard before, but you are a very good preacher, now's a great time. You can go and register as a guest at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Go to the register as a guest section and leave some information. Leave a clip if you have a clip of yourself. And like I said before, I'll get back to you ASAP. All right, guys. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go because I know everybody getting geared up for the new year. You want to get your party on, but guess what? Get your party on for the Lord. Amen. Don't forget who's giving you another opportunity to see this day. Live your life, but don't live it so full that you end up there with him too soon. Amen. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I want to see you in the new year. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you just continue to keep us going into this new year. Let us know that we are healed, oh Heavenly Father, from whatever was keeping us from not being healed. We are now healed in your name. We pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. And I will see you next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.